Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are listening in the world. I'm your host, Mitch Minton, and welcome to episode 5 of In the Pocket with Mitch Minton. The combat sports world has been on fire this week, so let's knuckle up and get in the pocket. This past weekend, the UFC fight promotion hosted UFC 271, Adesanya vs. Whitaker 2 in Houston, Texas. The headliner of the night was the middleweight title fight, which was a rematch between the current champ, Israel Adesanya, and former middleweight champion, Robert Whittaker. Adesanya and Whittaker first met in October of 2019, when Robert was set to defend his middleweight title at the time against the interim champion, Israel Adesanya, at UFC 243. The bout took place at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, Australia, which had a record-setting attendance of 57,000 spectators. Adesanya finished Whittaker in the second round of that fight via KO to unify the title and become the middleweight champion of the world. After Rob lost his title to Adesanya in October of 2019, he picked himself back up and went on a 3-fight win streak, defeating the likes of Darren Till, Jared Cannonier, and Calvin Gastelum. Israel went on to defend his title against Yoel Romero and Paulo Costa in 2020, challenged for the light heavyweight title against Jan Blachowicz in March of 2021, then went back down to middleweight to defend his title in a rematch against Marvin Vettori. Both men had matured leaps and bounds since their first meeting and now had much more experience in these high-level fights. The rematch was settled on Saturday when Israel Adesanya defeated Robert Whittaker for a second time in a closely contested match where he earned himself a unanimous decision victory. The fight was a close affair between the two, Adesanya landing the more significant strikes and controlling the center of the octagon, whilst Rob secured a number of takedowns and landed some shots of his own. An overall excellent title fight that I'm sure we will see again in the future. In the co-main event, Australia's very own Thai Bam Bam Tuivasa defied the odds when he knocked out Houston's hometown hero Derek Lewis in the second round with a vicious elbow. This fight was destined to be fireworks the second it was announced, and boy did it ever deliver. What made this moment so special is the comeback story for Thai Tuivasa, as he's currently riding a 5-fight win streak, all coming by the way of knockout, where he prior to that was on the verge of getting cut from the UFC after being on a 3-fight losing streak. Thai took his training to another level, bit down on the mouthpiece, and honed his craft to defeat Derek Lewis this Saturday and secure himself a number 3 ranked contention spot in the heavyweight rankings. The final standout highlight from this event was Jared Cannonier's comeback victory against Derek Brunson. This middleweight matchup was a fight to secure a shot at the title, and Jared Cannonier capitalized to the fullest. After suffering adversity in the first round by getting knocked down at the end of the round by Derek, Jared came back in full swing to get a brutal knockout in the second round. Jared stunned Brunson with a nasty elbow in the clinch along with a back fist, where Jared ended up on top side control of Derek on the mat, where he finished the fight with terrifying elbows on the top. This performance was outstanding and 100% secured a shot at Israel Adesanya's title, confirmed by Dana White at the post-fight press conference. Now that we've discussed some of UFC 271's major moments, let's talk about what's next for these athletes. Israel Adesanya, or known as the Last Stylebender, has almost completely cleared out the middleweight division, now lapping those who he's already beat. It's already been made clear that Jared Cannonier will be the next rightful contender to face Israel for the middleweight title, and that is a matchup that any fight fan can sink their teeth into. Robert the Reaper Whittaker showed massive evolution as a martial artist in his rematch against Adesanya, and though coming up short, it's clear he is still fresh and ready for more action. I think the only fight that makes sense at the moment for Rob would be a matchup against a surging contender in Sean Strickland, a major clash in styles that would have the fans begging for more. Thai Bam Bam Tuivasa did everything right this weekend when knocking out Derek Lewis in his hometown. The Australian native is nothing short of fireworks in the octagon, and I think the next appropriate matchup for him would be potentially Ciryl Gane, Derek Brunson, and Jared Cannonier. I won't bang on about what's next for Jared Cannonier, as it's clear he's fighting for the title next. Derek Brunson, after suffering defeat, came out and said he's got one more fight left in him. If that is the case, I think a fight with Marvin Vettori or Jack Hermanson would be a great send-off for the UFC veteran. Now, let's talk about the news and updates that we've been slammed with this week. Beneil Dariush is out of his main event against Islam Makhachev set for February 26th due to a broken fibula. It's unclear what was the cause of the injury, but just when you thought this event was a flop, the always game Bobby Green is stepping up to the plate after just securing a victory over Nasrat Haqparast this past weekend on the main card of UFC 271. Though unfortunate that the high-profile matchup in Dariush vs. Makhachev is gone, Bobby Green is a fan favorite and could possibly be in line to pull off one of the biggest upsets in recent non-title fight history. This will be Bobby Green's first UFC main event, and man is it ever an interesting opponent and incredible opportunity he has in front of him.
Wait, I said it last year! We're not here just to take part! We're here to take over!
The women's PFL lightweight champion Kayla Harrison is at a crossroads with where she should go next. The undefeated Kayla Harrison has been a free agent since October of 2021 after defeating Taylor Guardado by second round armbar. There was lots of talk of whether she would re-sign with the PFL, start a new chapter with Bellator MMA, or even sign with the most prestigious of all MMA promotions, the UFC. There has been tons of speculation around a potential super fight between her friend and American Top Team training partner Amanda Nunes, but after losing her belt to Juliana Pena at UFC 269 in December of 2021, with Harrison in attendance, that put a halt on any super fight involving Harrison in the UFC anytime soon. Nunes is set to rematch Juliana Pena this summer for the UFC Women's Bantamweight title, but Kayla Harrison is chomping at the bit to get in a fight. The future of Kayla Harrison is up in the air at the moment, but lucky for her, she has numerous options ahead of her. The Hawaiian Jiu-Jitsu grappler Barrett Yoshida has officially been inducted into the ADCC Hall of Fame. The winner of the 2008, 2009, and 2018 IBJJF No-Gi World Championship has been a major influence to young grapplers and has always been an incredible example for the martial arts community. A tip of the hat goes to Barrett Yoshida on his Hall of Fame induction. Everything for today, folks. My question for the day for you is, what's your all-time favorite combat sports fight. As always, keep those hands up and chin down. I'm Mitch Schmidt, and thank you for joining me in the pocket.